That's the sound of many a young boy's dream to emulate the success of Sebastian Vettel or Lewis Hamilton. And now one team of school kids are one step closer after beating 22 other countries and picking up the top prize at the F1 Technology Challenge. Team Sapphire have now booked their place in the World Championships towards the end of the year. Here's their team leader, 14-year-old Lawrence Bizzata.
Yeah, we're very proud and thankful. We can't realise that now that we're winner. It's still emotional. We worked 1.5 years on that project, and in 1 hour, we were the luckiest persons in our life. And that was really, really awesome. It's a childhood dream, and I want to be manager in a high company, a motor company, so I can design cars.
All the competitors use software to design and build miniature F1 cars powered by a single compressed air cylinder. They prepared a business plan and presented it to a panel of judges. And the local team here were lucky enough to get sponsorship from Mercedes-Benz Middle East.
With the two races we have, one in Bahrain and the other one in Abu Dhabi, obviously Formula One is on the map, it's on the worldwide map, and there are many, many enthusiasts in this region here. So, what better than from our side supporting such a project, which is, if you will, destined for Formula One, but at a very young age.
That was their Director of Sales and Marketing, Frank Bernthaler. It's hoped that the victory of Team Sapphire will be an inspiration for other children who are aspiring to become involved with F1 in the future. Shona McCallum reporting for ARN News.